Om Shanti. Okay, everyone, so far? Sister Shivani has asked that we all come close. She wants to feel close, family. So can I invite those that are sitting further back to come close so that she can see everyone's face and we feel like a family. Of course, stay where translation is if you have a special translation. But otherwise, please come to the front and then she's able to see everybody's eyes and smiles. And it feels much more close, personal. And these front row seats are available in the middle. These seats over there are more for the organizing team, where Christine and Philip are sitting. Save some of those for the brothers are coming, the twins and the, yeah, but come right to the front if you can. Thank you so much. Between the cameras, is it okay? Might not be so good. Perfect. Just come close. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead. If you can see okay. Yeah, go ahead. Yep. Okay, translation? Working? Russian? Vietnamese? Mandarin? Don't see. Okay. Yeah, all right. So we begin every session with just a little bit of meditation. So I'm going to ask you to listen to this sound until it completely disappears. Okay? Clear? So close your eyes and follow the sound into silence. Okay, here we go. Did you hear when the sound ended and you were in silence? Yeah, beautiful, no? Different for some like audio, you learn yourself what works for you. So this morning before Shivani comes with us here, we're going to do a little warm-up exercise for you and preparing for the retreat. So you know in India, this is very common, this namaste pose, yeah? I'll invite you all to put your two hands together. And you know what this means. It means the highest in me bows to the highest in you. So it's a form of respect. It's a greeting. It's a farewell. But it's actually a very deep spiritual expression of respect for another human being. So I'm going to ask you just to put your hands together for a moment and to think as you do this that you are bowing, the highest of you is bowing to the highest in you. So just give yourself a little bow for the effort you have made to come to this place, the choice you have made to be here. And just honor that with a namaste bow to yourself. Hold it for a moment. And then come back up. Now, already you're beginning to get to know each other a little bit, but you'll get to know each other better during the week. But for all beings on the planet, the same sign of respect. If you can put your hands together again, and this time bow to the people around you. A namaste to all of them. Bow to the side, to the back, to the front, bow to all the others who are here. The highest in me bows to the highest in you. Beautiful sign of respect. Okay. And now, how many of you arriving here already have some sense of connection with the divine, or with the supreme being, or God, or Allah? How many of you here already have a connection in some way with the divine being? Okay. And those who do not, this is a wonderful opportunity to open the door of possibilities. I'll ask you to put your two hands together again, and this time bow in respect. The highest of me bows to the highest energy in the universe, whatever you think that is. Okay? Just hold it for a moment. Lovely. Thank you. Now, one final time. And this one requires some more thought on your part. I'm going to ask you to think about your intention for being here this week. Why have you traveled this far? Why have you put yourself in a situation to sleep on a semi-hard bed and eat unfamiliar food? Why have you brought yourself here? There is a reason. I would like you to think of what is your intention for yourself for this week. And if you can get out your journal, your little booklet, I'll ask you to write it on the top of a fresh page. My intention for myself for being here this week. What is it you're looking for? What is it you've come for? I'll just give you a couple of moments of silence just to write to yourself, and in that writing to clarify, really clarify your thoughts. What is your intention for being here? And as you write and as you clarify, I'll ask you to summarize your intention in 8 words maximum. So 5 would be great, but 5, 6, 7, or 8 words, a phrase that has only 7 or 8 words in it. So it'd be like a little mantra, something easy to remember in any situation that might be challenging in the next week, or as new input comes in, easy to remember. What was your intention? I want to learn this, or I want to become this. So 5 to 8 word sentence, like a mantra or a slogan, your intention for yourself. Okay, and once you have, you can put your book down because you'll need your hands again. It'll be good to check in with this throughout the week. As you learn new things, how is it contributing to your intention? Because sometimes things come in different packages than we expect them, and yet they are also helping us achieve our intention, right? So watch this week. So now I'll ask you one last time. We will put our hands together, but we'll start with our hands far apart like this. So there's always a gap between my intention and my embodiment in this moment, my practical expression. So let's imagine for a moment that this hand over here is my intention. Okay? And this hand over here is everything that has led you to this moment of being here and having this intention for yourself. And we're going to move these together very, very, very slowly. Mind, hold the awareness of everything in your life that has brought you to this moment and this intention, but also everyone who has supported you to be here today, including God. So you left behind friends and family, you left behind colleagues and workplace, you left behind many things, and they made space, they supported. Whatever it is in your life that has supported you to get here now, people and events, including God. And I'd like you to hold those two in your mind as you very, very slowly bring your two hands together in Namaste pose. And don't touch your hands as they get closer and closer. Do not touch. Hold them just slightly apart, slightly apart. And just be aware of the space between your intention and all that beautiful support. And then we'd like you to press each finger together. Gently at first, just touch and feel all of that support helping you achieve your intention. Feel the warmth between the hands, that magic energy that gets created when elements come together. And then press your hands together gently but firmly in the Namaste pose. And this time, when we bow, it will be a bow of gratitude. In your mind, say thank you. Thank you to God for helping me achieve. Thank you to all the support in my life. Thank you to me for staying true to my intention. We celebrate that it has been achieved already. It's coming. And we say thank you. And just feel that for a moment of success, a moment of victory, a moment of realization of my potential. Om Shanti.